Hi, everybody. This is Christopher, and you're listening to Finding Japan, episode 51. Yes, episode 51. It feels like a brand new beginning over here on this end. Things have been pretty busy, but pretty good. And I'm looking forward to another great episode with all of you guys. This is a post-leopard episode, actually. I spent about, had to be about an hour just recreating my setup here in Ubercaster, just trying to get everything just right. And I just reached a point where I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. But the other thing that's kind of working against me here today is that I feel like I'm losing my voice. I actually feel like I have a bit of, can't talk even. I feel like I have a bit of a sore throat coming on. No, actually, it's been a little bit cold out lately, so I think that's kind of getting at my throat here, but hopefully we can just move right along. How are you all doing? I hope you're all doing really, really well. I hope your holidays went well. I did a little episode, a quick one, right when I got back, episode 50, and we talked a little bit about some of the differences between Japan and the United States that I was able to discern, kind of bouncing back and forth between the two countries there. Almost said companies. Anyway. Yeah, and I just wanted to thank everybody for all the great comments that appeared. It's been very insightful, and I started taking some notes about some other things that I'd noticed, but unfortunately, I lost them. So maybe I will find those again and do a whole other episode on some of the differences. Excuse me here. We're going to drink some tea, try to get rid of this throat thing. We'll see if that works. This is, what is it? It's called ryokucha. I don't even know what that kanji means. Looks really familiar. But it tastes like typical Japanese tea that you get in the bottle. So, I have two main topics that I wanted to talk about today. So, without any further ado, why don't we just get into it? Okay, if I had the thing in the front, then we could get into it. All right, here we go. Well, the first topic I wanted to get into here was the 2008 JapanPodcasters.com award. There's been quite a few comments and quite a bit of feedback on that last blog post I had posted. But I think I just wanted to sort of summarize everything by saying if you haven't been to JapanPodcasters.com, go check it out. Dan Savage, I believe his name is, has a good directory of podcasts that originate from Japan. I don't think it's actually a, I don't think it's a full directory. These are the ones that he's aware of, but most of them I've been aware of, and there's been quite a few actually that I haven't listened to. But some of the podcasts that are on here are obviously, Nathan Miller's Bicycle Sidewalk. He has an absolutely incredible, I can't even think straight today. He has so much dedication to this podcast that I don't know how he does it, especially putting out as many video episodes as he does. So go check that out if you're interested in Japanese culture through video snippets, often with quite a bit of good commentary to go along with it, so you know what you're looking at. Finding Japan was also on there, but You obviously know what's going on with that already. There's another one called Gaijin in Japan, which I haven't even checked out, along with Guzen Media Japan English Teaching. Let's see what else is here. Of course, Rich Pav's Hero Flum Japan. And in addition to that, the Japlish podcast, which Rich Pav has been putting out with his son Tony, which is absolutely hilarious. If you hadn't had a chance to check it out, please do. There's another podcast called Japan Talk, which I have not heard of before. Another one called Japanese and More. Let's see what else here. Tokyo Met Pod, which is kind of like the commercial podcast coming out of Tokyo. It's done by Metropolis Magazine, and it's quite a good podcast, often very in-depth. I usually don't have the time to listen to the whole thing. But one of the things that they've started to do is to divide it up into two actual podcasts, so you can get the longer podcast, kind of like an audio magazine, and then you can get the shorter podcast with just the snippets and the highlights. So I thought that was a pretty good way to approach how much content they have. So they're also very good. Planet Japan, I listened to this podcast a long time ago. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to keep on top of it, but one of the things I missed is Amy Chavez's fascination with cows and her incessant mooing. It was always kind of fun. So if you're interested in what's going on with Okayama down towards the Kansai region, I don't even know if that's Kansai. It's between, Osaka and Hiroshima, down that way. So if you're into that, check that out. Also, Tokyo Calling, Scott Lockman, and Scott Lockman's TUJ pod done through Temple University in Japan, where he teaches. What's Happening in Tokyo, which is my source for what's going on in the Japanese music scene with Tokyo Dan there. Also check that podcast out. And then, interestingly enough, Dan Savage here has a list of out-of-production podcasts. And one I'm going to add to that, and Terrence, he can see it coming, is the Kobe Beef Show. Man, where is that? We miss T-Bone there. We got to get that guy back. So, all right. So that's the JapanPodcasters.com Awards. Check that out if you're looking to get some more content from other podcasters in Japan. Do yourself a favor, go check that out, and I'm sure you will find it at least mildly interesting, or you will certainly find another podcast there that will pique your interest, hopefully. So there you go. That's the awards. I gotta get new music. I'm getting sick of my own music. That's pretty bad. I can't imagine what it's like for the listeners. God. Okay. Got this really weird thing going on. I have in-ear headphones on, so I sound more in my face than I do when I'm actually talking. And at the same time, there's about an eighth of a second delay between what I say and what I hear in my headphones. It's a really, really, really weird kind of feeling. So if my talking's odd, that could be why. Anyway, the second thing I wanted to talk about in this podcast was getting a haircut at QB House. I've been so surprised at how many people who are very familiar with Japan who haven't known about QB House. Now, QB House is essentially a discount haircut place here in Japan, and I will actually put up a picture on the blog. In fact, I think this episode will have a photo of QB House on the front there, so if you want to take a look at it, not the episode file, but the actual blog entry for this episode. Hold on, voice getting hoarse again. Sorry. I remember I used to edit these podcasts all the time. Now I'm just, whatever. Okay. So yeah, Kyubi House is where I get my hair cut in Japan. And one of the things that Kyubi House reminds me of is a chain in the United States called Supercuts. If you're not familiar with Supercuts, it's basically the same concept. It's a chain. It's a, a franchise, I think, where, you know, you find these stores usually in strip malls, and there's a bunch of people there who work either part-time or full-time, and they cut your hair pretty cheap. Cheap in the United States now is something like $12, and then you're supposed to tip the haircut person if they didn't screw it up. So, however, cheap in Japan is 1,000 yen. So with today's exchange rates, that's somewhere around maybe $8, $8.50, $8.55, somewhere around there. So it's a very, very cheap way to get your hair cut. I have a fairly simple haircut, as most of you could probably tell from some of the videos or pictures, if you've seen any of them. So I have no fear of going to Kyubi House. It's really hard to screw up my haircut, I think so. But I could see how maybe if other people have more complex haircuts or do a little more styling with their hair, it could be a little kind of risky. But if you have a short haircut, Kyubi House is kind of the place I think you'd want to go if you're in Japan. If you're touring Japan for a long time too, say longer than would be acceptable in between haircuts, you should also check out Kyubi House. I don't know if Kyubi House has a website. If they do, I'll add it. Actually, I'm pretty sure that they would kind of have to have one, right? But yeah, so I think it was in October. That was the last time I went to Kyubi House, I believe. And I recorded some audio. And what I'm going to play for you now is some intro audio on the way to Kyubi House. And I'm also going to play some audio. It's about 8 minutes long, of me in Kyubi House and talking to the guy who was cutting my hair with my really kind of limited Japanese. There's a couple things I wanted to point out ahead of time. First of all, there is some prior art in this realm that I feel it my duty and obligation to point to. That prior art is Rich Pev from Hero Flum Japan. I remember before I even started thinking about podcasting, before podcasting was even a twinkle in my eye, I was listening to Hero Flum Japan. And Rich Pav has an excellent podcast where he took his stereo mic setup and actually got his hair cut. And the amazing thing about his episode is you can actually hear the buzzer go around his head. It's quite a trip, especially if you listen with headphones on. So I would say, if you're interested in that, listen to this one first, mine here, and then go listen to Rich's, because he's going to totally blow my podcast away. There's a link in the show notes for that episode if you want to check it out. But if you want to go directly to his site, it's www.heroflumjapan.com and search for Kyubi House. And I think it was May 8th, 2005. If you can believe that, just under 2 years ago. Incredible. So I guess it just all comes back around again. So that's the first thing I want to notice or point out to you all. This has been done before, nothing original. So go check that out. There's a couple other notes I just want to clue people into about the actual recording itself. In case you're not learning Japanese or you don't speak Japanese, I just want to kind of run through sort of what happened. The haircut actually took about 15 minutes. Now, they claim the haircut should only take 10 minutes, but mine usually takes 15 minutes, and I think it's because I usually strike up a conversation with them and get them talking. You'll hear in the background what sounds like a television, but it's actually not. It's a radio that they sort of pump in through the ceiling, so it's kind of got that sort of blaring sound, but it's really just a radio. And you'll hear us talk about too about Japanese and English, and I refer to the woman on the radio and tell him that it's kind of weird because sometimes that woman on the radio, I don't even know what station they have it on, she ends up talking half in Japanese and half in English, and she switches really quickly between the two, and it's kind of unnerving and disturbing. So I don't know if there was any of that going on in the audio that day, but listen to the radio too. You'll hear some Japanese music. The other thing that's kind of neat about QB House is they actually vacuum your head when you're done. And this is kind of funny. It's probably one of the reasons why I like going there, because I remember when I was a small child, I used to take the vacuum to my head because I just thought it was cool, and it made my hair stick up. So it's sort of going to QB House sort of satisfies my childhood fascination with vacuuming my head. Let's see what else. In the beginning of the conversation, we end up talking about the weather, and then he asks me how long it was since I had my haircut. Some of the random noises that you'll hear coming from the staff are them addressing people that are coming in and out of the store. So you'll hear like, and you know, stuff like that, which is basically them greeting people coming in and thanking people who've had their haircut who are walking out. As for our conversation, it was mostly about speaking English and speaking Japanese, and we're kind of talking about how each other's languages were quite difficult. And he was talking a little bit about how I was telling him how I forgot most of the Japanese that I had learned during the summer break, because this was just before school had begun. And he was telling me that sometimes when he's having conversations with English speakers, that there's lots of words that he doesn't know, and he gets confused and he doesn't understand. And I basically said it's my same experience that I've had with Japanese. And then finally at the end, you'll hear him, right before he vacuums my head, if I need to wear my glasses in order to check the cut. And I tell him, no, it's okay, and it looks great. And then he proceeds to vacuum my head, but I cut it really short, so you won't have to put up with a very loud sound. So that's the basic overview, and then we'll come back for a moment after the recording is done, and we'll talk a little bit there. So here you go. This is the QB House haircut from October 1st. All right, everybody, welcome to a nice relaxing segment of Finding Japan. We're going to go up just slightly north of where I live to head over to QB House and get myself a Sengen or 1000 yen haircut. And I'm hoping that they will let me actually record the haircut itself along with the dialogue and the interaction, so you guys can get a sense of what it's like to get your haircut at QB House and what it's like to describe how to get your haircut at QB House when you only know as much Japanese as I do. So I'm walking through my neighborhood right now, so it's really kind of quiet. As soon as I hit the street, though, I will probably shut off the recorder. But you can hear the rain on my umbrella. It's been raining all weekend. This is the weekend before I start school, so it's been nice and relaxing. I've gotten some work done for my program, getting things set up for internships next year. So I feel like I've accomplished my school duties for the weekend, and now I get to relax and do a few things for my employer as well, like some research that I've been meaning to do. So overall, it's been a pretty good weekend. Probably a little windy right now, but now we're going by one of the few alcohol vending machines in the neighborhood that doesn't require a sake pass. Okay, we're going to come up on a busy street now, so I'm going to shut this off and I'll turn it back on as soon as we get to QB House.
Asayu de トップで多分半分切っていただけますか。
周りのバリカン入れちゃっていいですか。
はい、はい、雨がずっと降っていますね。
でも寒くなりましたね。
明日も雨が雨
ですか。そんなこと言ってますね。どれぐらいですか。2ヶ月ぐらいですか。
日本で？あ、雨って、
うん、あの寒いと伸びてから。
ああ、
前回どれぐらいですか。2ヶ月ぐらいは。
その6週くらい。今年の3月から日本語を知るの方は落ち着けをよく使いませんから。
日本人ってたまにちょっと変なところに英語っぽいのを入れたりとか、そういうのありますね。外国の人からすれば、なんでそこだけこの単語は何なんだっていう。
うん、
この人この使
っ、
この単語を使ったんだ
ったら
っていう
よう
なのありますよね。
私も日本語を使うときに、多分いつも考えて、
ね、
考えても、多分話せないです。
変な英語というかカタカナに近いような変なの使いますからね。でも日本人はそれ間違ってるって実感しないんですよね。分かってないんですよね、間違ってるって。
日本人じゃない人も日本語を見ると思います。夏休みによく使いませんから、たくさん言葉を忘れました。
あ、そうですか。一気にね、入りすぎると、
はい、
これは何だったかなって思うことは、やっぱりいっぱいありますよね。誰ですか、お客さんか誰かで、英会話教室に通ってる人がいましたけど、何年も行ってるのに、あんまり成果が出てない人とか結構いましたからね。喋れてないんですよ。
あ、
言ってるのに毎月この人が言うには、あのね、大学の先生と話したりしてるとは言うんですけど、
うん、上手になったら、うん、話さなければなりません。
話そうとあれするのもできないんですよ。あ、通ってるのに1年以上ですよ。2年ぐらい通ってるのに全然喋れないんですよ。なんで授業料払ってるのに意味ないなっていうところですね。
うん、
でももちろん話せる人だってね、もちろんいるでしょうし、
うん、
やり方が悪いのか、やる気がないのか、分かんないですけど。メガネかけますかね。
あ、いやいや、大丈夫、大丈夫。ちょうどいいです。はい。くれてありがとうございます。
大丈夫
です。はい。話してくれてもありがとうございます。ありがとうございます。So they bill that as the 10-minute haircut, but really every time I go, it ends up being 15 minutes or more. I think they just like to talk once I get them talking, but he was really nice. He let me record some of the conversation there so you can hear some of my hackneyed Japanese. And I think it would probably come through okay because the thing that he had over me wasn't all that big or thick, so the sound should have gotten through okay. But I'm more concerned about the sound of this right now because it is pretty loud out and pretty windy, so I think I'm going to shut this off and make this part of a bigger episode. So hope you enjoyed and talk to you all soon. Bye. Some other note there too. Towards the end, I did something that's probably not really traditional for a Japanese person, was to thank him for cutting my hair. And then he said, no, it's okay. And then I thanked him for the kind conversation. So there you go. That's a little bit what it's like to get your hair cut at QB House. Hope you all enjoyed it. I think I will also post the entire audio from within QB House. So if you're learning Japanese, if you're interested in trying to decode what was said, I know I don't even understand, I don't know, maybe about 20% of what he said. The most of it I got. It's also easier when there's hand gestures and things like that. So if you're interested in doing that, I'll post that up there as well. And that'll be in the show notes. Well, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Want to thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed. And I don't know, maybe we'll get around and do some other things, a little more cruising around, do some more outside stuff sometime soon. But until then, I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.